Welcome back to Gisting Without Filter,
a podcast brought to you by Fumi, MBK and Tabitha,
giving you our unfiltered opinions and perspectives on trending topics. Hi guys, and welcome back to Gisting Without Filter. Today will be a brief episode where we just catch up with you guys after our short break of being away. So what have you guys been up to recently and over the past year?
That was such a swift
introduction. No, that was good. Was it bad?
It was so good to the point. That it was just like...
No, because yeah, I felt like I was going to go,
Nah, but that was cool. It was like, okay, oh, cool. we only took a short break, but we're back. Oh my God, it has been a year. Wow.
Yeah, that's quite bad of us, to be honest.
I mean, well, life has been life since.
It's true. Isn't it? True. We're big babes now. Yeah. With big responsibilities.
Like, the thing is that it has been life in. Mm-hmm. What can you do?
What's new, guys? What's new?
Being in fourth year now, that's crazy. I feel like the big mummy of uni now.
Nah, that's crazy.
No, same, because sometimes when I'm in class with all the other students, I'm like, bro, like,
literally. Yeah. Do they put you in like modules with people in younger years?
Everyone in my year is a younger year. Because I'm thinking, when I have classes with the people I have classes with, obviously they're a year below me.
Yeah.
So then when you tell me, when I meet someone and you're in second year, I'm like, you literally came to uni
a year ago
when I was supposed to be finishing.
Yeah, I find it so crazy.
Oh.
But anywho, it is what it is. But yeah, we're still in the uni trenches. Nothing new.
I feel like it got worse too. I don't know if that's just me.
Oh?
How? Like,
I don't know. I feel like it's a whole different, because I feel like every year it got harder, like at uni, but I feel like fourth year is just like a different thing. I don't know if it's because I'm actually taking it seriously in comparison to the other years, but it just feels like there's so much to do and like such little time to do it in. And then also like doing that with applications as well, like it's just like the work actually never stops.
But would you say like the workload is more in your final year, or you haven't really noticed the difference?
I think there's definitely more, but I think that's probably just because I started taking it more seriously than I did in the other years.
You should have been facing your books properly from day one.
Yeah, no, that's a bit strong. I was facing them, just not the way I was meant to be facing them. Like, you know, you kind of just coast the whole year and then like the end is kind of like when you do the big push. Like now I'm actually trying to make sure I do like my readings and stuff like as I go along. And it's crazy because stuff actually starts to make sense when you do the reading and go to the lectures.
I'd say the same as well, actually. Yeah. Like, this year, I'm trying to be on it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm low-key drowning, but I'm still on it, so.
As long as you haven't drowned yet, you know?
No, exactly. You've been pushing. But it is, I think, to some extent, maybe, I can't, let me not jinx it, because obviously I'm having fewer modules this term,
mm-hmm.
so as much as people are like, oh, the workload is like a lot, it hasn't hit me yet. Maybe when I come back for next term and I have no days off, then I'm going to be like, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's another part of me who that is also like mentally prepared. I feel like I mentally prepared myself for this year because, mind you, I had a whole year out.
Yeah, yeah.
So oh, yeah, true.
I feel like I have more energy on reserve to like, you know, kind of breeze through it.
Yeah. But what's it like being back in like, you know, the UK after, you know, being away?
I mean, like, normal. I don't think...
that laugh didn't seem convincing.
No, like, I meant that... how do I put this? Obviously, that experience taught me a lot. About, you know, potentially the fact that perhaps I don't mind not being in the UK. But yeah, I mean, it's good to be back. It's good to be back to some sort of like familiarity and, you know, things that I'm used to and whatnot. But it is what it is, like I always say.
Do you think you'd move back there, like
after, to France specifically?
Yeah, well, I don't know, just like another country.
Another country I'm like ready to go as of yesterday.
Yeah.
But France, maybe not. No bad, you know, rep for the country or anything, but
yeah. And for my working babe.
Yeah, like they say, enjoy your time off. when you leave uni and you enter the world of work, like, it's actually a lot, and like trying to juggle your hobbies but also like trying to have fun is a lot, but
yeah,
I feel like it is doable, because I can't lie, the amount of annual leave I've taken, and I've said it,
girl, I was about to say, when you were saying that, I was thinking, I feel like you've been having a lot of fun.
But you just have to be very like practical, like weekends are no longer weekends. Like, I look at weekends differently, like, how can I maximize my time and whatnot. But yeah, like, I kind of miss uni, like,
just... You're the second person to tell me that. Not even the second, like, the third.
So point. Many people, like...
No, honestly, because you're just, like, carefree in a way, and, like, nothing really phases you, but when you leave uni, you have so much responsibilities, and, like, life is actually real, like... Life is actually real.
Was legit.
Yeah, but I actually miss uni. But the world of work is actually fun at the same time as well. So, like, meeting new people and just different experiences.
Yeah, and I guess it's crazy because you're literally doing that, like, every day.
Yeah, like, you have to be somewhere every day. You can't just be like, oh, I don't want to come in. Like, you have to be there. You have to show up. You have to log into your Microsoft Teams. Say good morning.
I think that's so real. Because what, I mean, I was even deep in it. Like, working people have 4 weeks. Do you know how crazy that is? 4 weeks in a whole year.
Yeah, that
we
is
we have, enough. Like, minimum 3 months in a whole year. And you wake up, and even with uni, I mean, obviously, I go to all my classes.
Yeah.
Like, just a disclaimer.
Like, someone was going to get one to you.
Yeah, but with a job, like, you have to go. It's compulsory. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, I get what you mean.
That is different.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be the show up at the same time. And you know, with uni, sometimes your classes are like 12, so at least you have like not like, you know, you have time to like prepare yourself mentally.
Yeah, 9 a.m. is crazy.
Well, so imagine having to be at your job for like 8, 8:15, 7, whatever night. It's I don't know, man. But as my mom says, you cross that river when you get there, innit?
But I think another thing is that, like, with uni and, like, attending your lectures or choosing when you attend your lectures, I feel like you just have yourself accountable. But with work, like, you have a whole team that you're accountable to. That makes sense. Like, if you don't come in or you don't log in at a certain time or complete a task on a, like, due to, like, a certain deadline, you're basically letting the whole team down. So,
yeah, someone
there's
else
more
affected.
People accountable, yeah.
This thing is really jump scaring me. But you need to start prepping us to join you later on, because
yeah, do our applications for us.
Oh my gosh. Even like, this is not involved, but even like, because I'm still applying for like vacation schemes, and that's just long at the same time.
Yeah.
And doing work, like,
juggling. I can't even imagine.
Because I feel like in uni you kind of have more time
to, yeah,
like,
yeah,
applications, but when you're working, it's just a lot, like, to do.
Really?
By the time I get home, I'm kind of tired, I can't lie.
Yeah.
Actually, because I guess, like, I've done a whole shift.
Yeah, I do, like, two jobs at the same time, so just finding the time to actually, like, write those applications and then prepare for, like, the Watson Glazers or the high.
Yeah. Because they take a long time to write. Like, I feel like even by the time you, like, know which firm you want to do, and everything, like, you actually have to sit down and think, okay, what example goes here? Or, like, what can I talk about here? And, like, you have to keep rereading. Because, like, before you know it, you're just reading something, you'll see a spelling error, and I'm like, why did I not see that the past 7 times I read that?
I don't know why I just presumed that leaving school would give me more time to focus on applications. That is clearly a misconception then.
I feel like work just seems longer because I guess you'd be there. Like, I feel like at uni it's like harder, I guess, like, manage your time, but then I feel like with work, I guess you're actually, like, you're actually, like, busy. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like it's kind of on you.
Because in my downtime, like, I do work on applications, but you can't always be working on your applications within your workspace, if that makes sense.
Yeah. That is crazy. Like, I'm just a girl.
Honestly, no, literally.
I don't I'm literally just a girl.
Why can't these things just be handed to us?
Tell me about it.
And there's just so many stages. Like, there's written application, there's test, there's group exercise, there's written exercise, there's assessment center, there's partner interview, like...
Yep. And that's what complicates law, I'd say. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like, say for nursing, once you're done with your degree and your placement, you have a job ready to go.
With law, there's always another stage.
Because even going through all these back schemes and, you know, interviews, you're still not a lawyer. Like, after that, you're still not a lawyer. You still have to go train for another 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then, it's just, oh, God.
Like, even with the way they're switching everything up with the SQE, it's so funny because initially when they were all talking about it, I wasn't really listening because I was thinking, oh, this isn't going to affect me. And now it is.
Yeah.
I was thinking it'd be more for like the year below us, but I guess it's to do with us now.
Because some of the law firms saying that you have to do the SQE2 with them and all of that, you know.
I think even just the actual thing to being like qualified, like that's going to take forever. Okay, forever's a drag, but do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like in your head, like, you think, oh, once you have a law degree, that's everything. But it's like, and being as I said, there's literally other years, like, by the time I'm actually done, I'm, what, like, 25, 26? I don't even know.
You think when we were children, we're like, oh, I'm going to be done by, you know, 21.
No, literally.
We're making all the money, do all the holidays. What a joke. But one thing I'm trying to do, like, you know, implement in my life is just kind of have some sort of excitement for wherever I am. So yeah, that's something I'm trying to learn. So even now in my final year, I'm thinking it's difficult, but another thing that makes me kind of wake up and just do it is the fact that this is not forever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and it's something I really picked up when I was in France. I was like, at some point, it was like, is this even going to end? Like, am I going to come home? But now that I'm home, at some point, I was like, wow, like, that went by so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should have sat down and actually internalized what I was doing, like, the whole process, as opposed to just kind of breezing it. So even in final year, I'm thinking, yeah, this one lasts forever. So it might be difficult now, but I want to look back at it and be like, okay, I did my best. I did that.
Yeah, and I think sometimes it's just enjoying the moment as well. Like, as much as I'll complain about eating, like, I will miss it once I'm done.
Exactly.
And I feel like everything is, like, you know, a necessary step for the next one that you're wanting to take, so.
And Fumi already said it, that we will miss it, so.
We will, like, 100%.
Because, I mean, it will be a big chapter as well. Like, all your life you've been in some sort of formal education.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're not going to be in formal education anymore. So.
That's until we start SQE.
I mean, I feel like with me, I don't know if, you know, like, my plans, I shouldn't be discussing it here, but
if
I don't go straight into it, I'm not that concerned about further studying until I land something, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. I think I low-key just want to get it over and done with, because I feel like the longer it takes, the more I'll be put off by it.
No, I hear that. So you're just going to go straight into it after, I'm assuming?
I mean, yeah, God willing, I get a job offer and then I can. But yeah, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Because I just feel like it's like a 4-year degree and then now you have this and then you have to wait for the VAC scheme and training contract. Like, it just feels like everything's such like a long wait.
Yeah, how does it feel like being 22, actually? You two, oh, wait, no, for me in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
So how are you feeling being 22 already, Tata? And then for me, how are you feeling being about... Almost there. What is the difference? I mean...
I don't feel that different. I don't know. I think I felt more different when I got, like, baptized earlier, like, in the month. Like, I felt like that felt more of, like, a life thingy.
Oh,
I
really? Don't know, like,
yeah, I think it did. I didn't... It's weird, because I wasn't... It sounds so bad saying I wasn't expecting to feel, like, different, but I don't know. Like, I didn't think it'd be, like, an instant thing. I think because that was probably within, like, my birthday month. Maybe that, like, as a collective made me feel kind of different. But I wouldn't really say it on my actual birthday. I was like, oh my gosh, 22. Like, it just feels like a weird age to be, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for me, are you looking forward to turning 22?
I don't even know, to be honest. Like, I'm not, I wouldn't say that I'm not, but it's just like in the back of my mind, like, yeah, I'm actually going to be 22. Like, I'm just turning 22. And I was telling Tabitha how it just feels like a weird age, like a weird number. Like, it's 22, but like, it's not too small, it's not too big, but it's just a weird number to be turning.
Because, you know, it was like a thing on Insta about people saying they need to mourn the places they were the thought they were going to be at certain ages. And I feel like...
I mourn. Mourn is such a strong word.
No, but you know, like, that's what they were saying. They were like, you know, kind of process the fact that they thought they were going to be doing so many things at certain ages. And they're that age, but, you know... I don't think 22 is one of those ages, though. I mean, I don't know, but I don't think I was going to be, like, fully accomplished by 22. So I'm not that...
Yeah, I feel like when I had like aspirations, I didn't really think of like ages attached to them. I kind of just assumed that like, when I was growing, like as a, do you know what I mean? Like, okay. I didn't really like thought of an age. I just thought, oh, like when you're growing, like
that's another way to see it. Because I mean, I turn 22 next year, so I still have time.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it. Like we've run out of time.
Today my mom was like in a couple of months I'm gonna have a 22-year-old, and I'm like, well, that's still next year, so let's not talk about it right now.
It will come sooner than you. It's literally what, like 3 months?
Yeah, but that's still next year.
Okay, thanks for
reiterating it. Yeah, that's the next year, so we're not gonna think about that.
I feel like it does feel weird, like being 22, like even feels like you've like outgrown certain things. I don't know if this is because of being 22, but Snapchat feels childish now. I don't know how to describe it.
No way.
It does. I don't know.
Well, like messaging there or just, what do you mean?
No, like using the app. Like I feel like snapping people, like talking to people is fine. But I feel like posting stuff on there feels embarrassing. I don't know how to describe it.
Okay, I see what
you're saying. Like, what do you mean? On your main or on your private?
I think both. Like I think I'll probably even delete my private story because I just can't, I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no, I still post on my private.
I use that for like, Instagram close friends, but not my Snapchat one.
Okay, see, that's the thing. I'm not that big. I mean, I haven't posted... Today, I posted after a year or so.
Yeah, I saw. So, I was thinking, wow.
Yeah, so I'd say I'm not that big on Insta anyway, so...
Yeah.
But Snap is, like, my main messaging. Snap is, like, my iMessages.
Yeah. I still that's use it, I feel like, to speak to people the most, but I feel like as a posting app, I don't think I can do it anymore.
No. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I don't post on there either because I cringe at myself.
No, literally.
A couple of days ago, I went on a spree where I was just unfollowing a bunch of people because I'm like...
Oh my gosh, no, same.
I'm like, that was a time, but we're not there anymore. Let me just unfollow you, honestly. Imagine when Snap came, we were like, oh my God, da 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 da. And then now we're like, oop.
Literally.
Imagine soon we're going to be the new 1990s. You know, like.
Oh my gosh, no. Like when people Twitter and then they're like, oh, the over 25s are talking.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's actually how my sister treats me already, though.
Have you seen that thing on like TikTok or Twitter? And it's like the teachers of today. And it's basically like Gen Z teachers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I just find it crazy, like what, like people our age are actually teachers, like
no, literally
the younger generation. It's just crazy.
I sometimes it sounds so bad, but I just find it funny to think of certain people working. I don't know how to describe.
That's when I said that.
No, I don't mean it in a rude way, but as in, like, I just find it funny. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've sat with these people in like lessons, and now they're like telling people what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just funny to me. But not in a rude way, like, go them. It's just funny.
Today, I was in a thing with this recruiter, and she sounded exactly like me, like, exactly it's just the way she spoke and everything. I was like, usually, recruiters are, like, middle-aged white women.
Yeah.
And this is this babe that I feel like I can just have a conversation, like, a normal conversation about, I don't know, social media with. And I'm like, you are going to be the one giving people, like, your training contracts. That's crazy.
And that's so nice.
It is. It made me feel like, okay, cool. This is, seems like a cool place. Cool
fun. Yeah, yeah. Separately, I'm actually so excited to graduate.
That's a good mindset to be in. Now, graduation is such a beautiful period, honestly.
And we've had 4 years as well, so.
There's a lot to celebrate.
Yeah. More things to reflect. A degree. How do you feel like being a degree holder? Do you just stare at your certificate and be like, phew, what a time that was?
I mean, I don't know. It feels good, I guess. Like, because I actually, like, worked for my degree.
Period.
And, yeah, like, it's something to testify, like, yeah, I've done this.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I feel like it's a good achievement. Like, at the end, you just feel, like, really accomplished of yourself.
Mm.
Yeah. I feel like I look at my pictures a lot. I'm just like, wow.
No, I can't lie. You ate eight of your graduation pictures.
I really did.
No, she did.
No, she did.
She did. I was like,
I've been like, hiring her for my content.
I'll be there. Don't worry.
No, because the way you did yours were perfect.
I'll come with camera equipment. Everything.
Who's going to take my pictures? Because I don't have any older sisters.
No, I'll be there.
We'll hire her for both of ours.
You need to come and slay the pictures.
Don't worry.
Like, I lie everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Like, just catching up and kind of talking about where we all are. And I mean, a year ago, where were we even at? What were we even talking about?
I wonder what our last episode was about, actually.
Exactly. Like,
it's called I Want to Be a Baller. It was another delayed catch up. Don't kill me. Whoopsie.
We've grown so much because throughout this whole pod, I didn't even swear. Like,
oh yeah, no bleeping.
Nothing triggered today. So clearly I've been working on my self-control.
No, but I feel like it is weird because, like, obviously when we started it, we were literally more like year 13. Now we're turning 22. That's so crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we started in a pandemic.
That is mad. Yeah, I remember the way we started was so random too.
Yeah, actually it was so random.
It was literally just one day and it was like, okay.
We have some spare time.
Oh, we used to do episodes like weekly. We had so much time.
We did.
Because we literally had nothing to do. Like, we weren't even doing A-levels, so.
Yeah. Like, nothing but vibes.
Is there anything else anyone wants to say in addition? Something you think we've missed out? Or
I can't really think of anything.
Thank you for listening.
And more content to come.
Yep. And I hope you enjoyed this little catch up of where we're at.
And we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Don't forget to follow us on our social media and subscribe to our Apple podcast. Thank you.